start again and start talking about the Italian law about environmental noise. This is a law, it's not a decree. So this is a much more important thing where the parliament did take action and they did approve what is called the square law about noise in 1995. This law is very complex and tells you a lot of things, but the thing about which are talking today is the environmental noise. What is the environmental noise? Is the noise which is in our cities, which is in the countryside, which is around factories, not inside factories, around factories. What happens inside factory is something we will discuss next time. Outside, every noise source propagates in the field and causes annoyance and disturbance to people. So here we are interested in three types of disturbance and three types of descriptors for quantify this disturbance and check if you comply to the rule. And the three quantities are the day equivalent level, the night equivalent level. Those two are called globally absolutely. Those are absolute limits, so there are values which must be respected. The level must be less than the limit. Okay? And then there is the third descriptor, which is something which has to be measured only inside the house, inside your house, and is called a differential limit. We will see what is the third description. Then we will show you how those limits are enforced here in the city of Parma. How our municipality did chart over the map of the town with different colors the different limits in different area of the town. This is called acoustical zoning, and the acoustical zoning of our municipality is an example which is similar to what happens in many Italian towns. Not all, because currently only half of the Italian towns have this kind of zoning, of planning, of living. The other half are still in a state where there are no limits officially approved. So it's not very clear which limit has to be respected, to be compliant. Well, we also need to discuss a modification, because this is 95. The current legislative framework has been mostly defined by this law in 1995. But more recently, there has been a modification because there was an European directive in 2002 which caused a new law in 2005, and we need to discuss what changed with this new European regulation, which is not applied yet. Of course, Italy had to apply it in 5 years, so before 2007, we did not. So, European Community financed Italy for approximately 500 million euros for not complying with this European Community. But this is quite normal. In Italy, almost every European directive is never complied within the time limit. And very often, Italy is financed by the European Community. So this is no exception, it's just normality, as you probably know. Okay, well, so in the old legislation, which is still actual one, is not really old, is the limit which we have to comply now, is the 95 regulation, we have these three descriptors, the day equivalent level, which has to be measured by continuous integration with an integrating some level meter, so it is an two equivalent level, awaited in the whole day period, and the day period in Italy by law is 16 hours between 6 o'clock in the morning and 22 o'clock in the evening. So in Italy, when you say day, there is no doubt what is day. Day in Italy starts at 6 o'clock and terminates at 22 o'clock. And what is night? Night, of course, is just 8 hours. And night is between 22 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. In other countries, it is different. In other countries, it is changed by region and region in the country. Or between summer and winter. In Italy, everything is locked. Very simple. Night is night, 22 to 7 to 6, and day is day, 6 to 20. Okay? 16 hours for day, 8 hours for night. Very simple. And you make the measurement of the day equivalent level and compare to the day limit, make the measurement of the night level and compare with the night limit. And then have two independent limits. So you can have one factory, for example, one noise field, which comply with the day limit and which do not comply with the night limit. So you can use that equipment on your day, and you must switch off it during night, because the two limits are independent. Okay? Then we have the third quantity, which is the differential level. This is different. First, because it's not measured for the whole 16 hours or the whole 8 hours. This is measured just for a couple of minutes or something like that. And is a differential level, is the difference between the equivalent level measured with the source which on and the equivalent level with the source which on. So is the difference on-off. The on-off. This is strange, it's typical of Italy. In no other country you may have this kind of differential. Very restrictive. Because, as we have seen in a couple of slides, while the limits for this absolute level, day and night, are quite large, so if your source is not really friendly light, it can comply quite easily with this limit. Complying with the limit, the differential limit, particularly by night, the differential limit by night is just 3 decibels. This means that when you switch off your source, the level should not fall more than 3 decibels. If the background noise is more and the level falls by more than 3 decibels, your source is out of load and you cannot operate. That's really hard. Particularly when your source is located in the countryside where there are no other sources, and so the background noise level is low. In practice, in the countryside, you could never add a new source because the background noise is small, and if you add a new source, it will always exceed the differential. We will see that there are exceptions to this concept of the differential. Without those exceptions, it would be impossible to do anything. It will lock everything. Nevertheless, this kind of limit is still quite restrictive. It is much more difficult to comply with the differential limit in general than complying with the absolute limit. There is another difference. The first two quantities are measured outside your limit with the sound level meter outside the window, 1 meter outside the window. Instead, the differential level is measured inside your house, either with open windows or closed windows. The law states that differential must be complied both with open and closed. So again, this is more difficult to do. Let me see an example. This is a measurement along the road, traffic noise. The sound level meter is here. Here there is a microphone. It's dark, so it's difficult to see. But you see something black and oval. This is a windshield, a foam windshield, covering the microphone for avoiding wind noise. And this is placed at 1 meter from the facade, as specified by the law, and it is left here for at least 24 hours, or better, 1 whole week. So you have a continuous measurement for 1 week, so you get an average day level, averaged over 7 days, an average night level, averaged over 7 nights. And if these two values are below the limit, then the road is okay. If the level are above the limit, we have two solutions. One is to install some noise screen, for example, or some absorbing material somewhere, perhaps over the pavement, and this is a technical solution for reducing the noise. The other solution is close the road to traffic. And this is what happens, for example, when you exceed the limit of a law. So also with a technical sound reduction solution, you know that you will not be able to respect the limit. So when this happens, the road is closed. And this can cause a lot of problems. Luckily enough, the traffic noise is a problem that is progressively disappearing, because new cars are much more silent than old cars. We are going quite quickly, I must say, towards electric cars. And I suppose that in 10 years from now, the traffic noise in towns will not be a problem anymore. Most vehicles allowed to run in our town will only be electric, and electric vehicles are silent. So the problem is going to disappear. I think that due to air pollution, it will be necessary to forbid the entrance of not electric vehicles in our town in less than 5 years. So I suppose in 10 years from now, the problem will disappear completely. It will be a problem solved. Noise, traffic noise inside town. There still will be problem outside for highway, but not inside town. Already in Parma, we see that in the previous 10 years, 10 years ago in Parma, 80% of the town was above limit. Now only 30% of the town is above limit. So just in the past 10 years, the traffic noise reduced so much that from a town where most part of the town was above the limit, we are now in a reverse situation. Most part of the town now is within the limit, and only 30% of the town is outside the limit. But this portion is reducing year after year. On one side, because new noise barriers are continuous built, even now they are mounting many of the new barriers, and so next year it will be even better, the situation. And then all vehicles are ruled out, new vehicles are purchased, so there will be very little need of making again this kind of measurement in our towns in the next year. When you will work, probably this kind of measurement will be something of the past. Okay. These are the result of the measurement which I've shown you before. The blue line are 1 minute equivalent level, so many measurements, 1 minute long each, and you make this sort of chart. But of course this has no value for Italian law. For Italian law you have to measure 2 quarters. Day equivalent level, the green line, and night equivalent level, which is the pink line. Okay. So in practice, you make this chart, but after getting this very detailed temporal information, you throw it away completely, and you take an average. but the blue line contains some interesting information. You see two here. What's happening here? 8 o'clock, children at school in Parma. This is definitely the worst period of the day because people are carrying their children to school in a very short time frame, half an hour. In this half an hour, a lot of cars are moving just for bringing children to school. You see that when children come out from school, there is not such a significant peak anymore. So the problem is here, bringing children. But of course this then is averaged out over the whole 16 hours of the day. So even here it was more than 70 decibels, more than 80 decibels. So apparently out of the limit. In reality, no, because averaging over the whole day, the total equivalent day level is something like 67. And if the limit is 70, then everything is fine. Then there is the night. The night is strange because you have a period between 20 and 24, let's say, which is what is usually called evening, but is not perfect also to definition, where still the level is quite close today, just 3 or 4 decibels. Then there is the true night, which starts around 2 o'clock and ends around 5:30 in the morning, and during this period the level falls down drastically. Sometimes some motorbikes. These peaks here are almost all motorcycles. They are very noisy, and just one motorcycle per minute brings you back the level to a value which is close to the day level with a lot of traffic. Motorcycles are terrible. And this is another problem we have here in Parma. There are a lot of motorcycles, even in the center of the night, at 4 o'clock in the night, someone is going around with their motorcycle. Where they are going, I don't know. But they go in motorcycle at 4 by night, and this is another problem. The equivalent night level is 57, the day level is 67. The difference, as you see, is around 10 decibels. This is the maximum level difference you can expect between day and night. In most situations, the day to night difference is not 10 decibels, but it is less. Usually it's around 6 decibels. If I have to give you a typical number of the difference between day and night, the typical difference in Italy is around 6 decibels. Around some heavily trafficked road, like the Emilia, or like the highway connecting Milan to Bologna, the difference is even smaller. It can be 4 decibels between the 18. 10 decibels is a huge difference. This is a residential area where during night there is really little traffic, but this is the exception. The rule is to have less resistance. And let me look at the differential level. This is the noise of a refrigeration, of a conditioning system, air conditioning. This is the background noise. When the air conditioning is off, the background noise level is around 48 or 49 decibels, more or less. Then, periodically, the system switch on for, say, in this case, 2 minutes. This is not a very long period of activity of your system. It's just on for two minutes and a half. And during this period, the level is much louder. So, if the difference between average value here and the average value here is more than 3 decibels by night, this source is out of limits. the differential limit for day is 5 out there. There are the correct values here. Now the difference here is 48 against 57 in practice. So there is a difference of almost 9 decibels, more than 8 decibel difference, and this is of course out of the way. This source cannot operate this way. The difference is 8.2. The Italian law also mandates for some kind of numerical correction to the measured value. One is tonal correction for taking care of the fact that when the noise has a marked tonal component, this is more disturbing. And the other is the impulsive correction. The tonal correction is applied when one band of the one-third octave spectrum exceeds by more than 5 decibels the level of the band on the left and on the right. So this red band here is a tonal component because it takes more than 5 decibel difference with the lower and higher frequency band. But this is not enough. For applying this 3 decibel tonal correction penalty, there is a second verification. You see here the chart of ISO 226, the isophone curve. If you remember at the beginning of the course, this chart is the human hearing chart, telling you how we perceive the sound at different frequencies with different amplitudes. Well, for applying the tonal correction, the Italian law requires that the tonal component, which is here marked in red, is the loudest component of the whole spectrum when evaluated in phones. But this is not the case here, because in phones, this point here is around 52 phones per hour. And here, instead, we have a part of the spectrum which is 66 per hour. So, this is the loudest part of the spectrum in terms of tone. Our tonal component is instead significantly smaller than this one. So, this one is not a tonal component, and you don't apply this 3 decibel correction to the measured value, because this tonal component is not the loudest of the spectrum. If you look at normal decibel chart, it appears to be the loudest, but when you look at the isophone chart, those bands here, are larger than this one, okay? Because you have to look at the phone value, not at the digit value. Again, this is another part where the Italian law is very, very strong. No other country of the world we have such a complex method for applying the tonal correction. In other countries there is a tonal correction, but the choice if applying or not the tonal correction does not require this double verification. So this tonal component does not intercept the isophone line, which is the loudest one for your spectrum, and so this is not to be applied the tonal correction. Even more complex is the impulsive correction. For checking, if you have to apply the impulse correction, you need to record simultaneously the time scale of your noise with 3 time constants, slow, fast, and medium. Fast is the blue line, slow is the green line, and impulse is the red line. Again, there is a double condition for applying this 3 decibel correction for impulse. The impulsive noise is to be penalized if the difference between maximum low maximum increase and maximum low is more than 5 decibels. So more than 6 decibels. So if the difference between the maximum the maximum low and the maximum increase is more than 6 decibels, then the noise is impulsive. But this is not enough. This is only the first condition. So the difference between max impulse and max low must be more than 6 decibels. But there is a second condition, that is the duration of the impulsive peak measured minus 10 decibels below the maximum along the past time history must be shorter than 1 second. So if we look now at the green line, the blue line, because we are looking at the past time constant, the blue line must be shorter than 1 second when going down 10 decibels below the maximum. So it's very tricky. Is very complex and is not easy. This is the second condition. The duration of the event must be shorter than 1 second. The third condition is that the pulsive event must be repetitive. You must take at least 10 repetitions per hour during day and 2 repetitions per hour during night. So if you only ate one very loud sound in the middle of the night, for example, because the bread maker closed the door of his bread making factory at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay? It's just one effort in the middle of the night. It's not impossible. You don't apply the penalization of the bread. Because you need to wait after 2 events each hour during the night for applying the impulsive correction. So the event must be a repetitive event, not a casual event which can occur but can also not occur. Okay. So this is how the measurements are done. The basic is a sound integrated in the other meter, giving you the equivalent level in a weight decibel, but then you need to have also a spectrum analyzer for measuring the 1/3 of the spectrum, another trick. This is the spectrum of minimum value. So this spectrum is not a spectrum of equivalent level. This is a spectrum in which at every band measures L min, min stands for minimum. Minimum fast. So this is the spectrum of the minimum value for the whole night, for example. Okay? Because the tonal component must be continuous for the whole night. If it is interrupted, the minimum value will fall down and there is no tonal correction. Tonal correction is applied only to sources which are continuous for the whole period, not sources which go on and off. Those are not tonal by definition. So this is a spectrum of minimum. Again, most spectrum analyzers only give you the average spectrum, not the minimum spectrum. Makers of sound level meter and sound spectrum analyzer have to build special version for Italy because our Italian law requires this very strange verification to be performed. In all other countries of the world, this kind of computation are not required. So, foreign instruments are not compliant with Italian law. For Italy, you have to buy an Italian instrument or, for example, German or American instrument, which is the software modified for Italy. If you buy it abroad and you carry it to Italy, that instrument is not compliant with our law because it cannot measure the 1/3 of the spectrum of minima, it cannot make this kind of check against the isochrome curves, It cannot measure simultaneously the three time histories of input, slow and fast time constants. So the instrumentation for making this kind of measurement in Italy is expensive, much more expensive than in other countries, because our measuring methods are so complex and so involved. But nevertheless, it's still a big business, because this kind of measurements are required for almost everything, for opening a new activity, either productive or commercial. You need to present to the municipality an acoustical study, signed by a recognized acoustical technician, and so for those guys there is a lot of work. So an instrument, even if it costs 10,000 euros, is usually paid in 2-3 months after you purchase it. Because there is so much work to be done in this field, that to buy a new instrument and in 3 months, a 10,000 euro instrument is already paid back. Okay. So it's usually not the problem. Then we have to check for the limit. What are the limits? The absolute limit depends on the acoustical zoning. And the acoustical zoning in Italy defines 6 types of areas. The more protected areas are in green, and the completely industrial areas are in blue. And these colors are fixed in different way in different Italian regions. This is the correct color scale for our region, Emilia Romagna, but if you go to Lombardia, the color scale is completely different. And this is another problem. If you look at the plans, like this is the plan of the acoustical limits in Parma, you see most is orange. Orange means mixed area, the medium value, which is the most common one. And here in Emilia Romagna, for most towns, you look at this kind of chart, and they are all orange, more or less. In other regions of Italy, the color scale is different, and so you see those charts of different colors. It's not easy to compare, because they use different colors. It's a stupid thing, but it's important to know. So don't trust that these colors are the same in all Italy. Italy is divided in regions. Every region can have his own laws. In terms of environmental noise, the region can change the national law and use different regulations. And this happens, and particularly here in North Italy, every region made it different. And this is a problem. Luckily enough, in central and south Italy, they are more or less. But here in north, you go from Emilia-Romagna to Lombardia to Veneto to Piemonte, and all four are different. This is a big problem. The limits, of course, are increasing, going from protected area like natural parks or similar things towards industrial areas. Center of the towns are usually the red limit. Are di intensa attività umana. That is where a lot of people are moving, are working, there are shops, there are small activities, and so on. So, these are the typical values for Italian town. 65 decibel by day and 55 decibel by night. Is possible to comply with the limit, both for the traffic noise and for the activity noise. The activity, I mean, small factories, shops, cinemas, commercial centers, and so on. So those limits are reasonable. The problem is when you go down to the lower classes. The step for the day limit, as you see, is 5 decibel by 5 decibel. So 65 becomes 60, becomes 55, becomes 50. And the difference between day and night is always 10 decibels, which is a huge difference. What does this mean? Well, generally, it's more difficult to comply with the night limit than with the day limit, because usually we don't measure a difference of 10 decibels. We measure a difference of 6 decibels. So it's more easy to comply with the day limit, it's more difficult to comply with the night limit, because the night limit is always 10 decibels. Then it is very difficult to comply with class 1 and 2. Well, class 1 is almost impossible, because 40 decibels by 9 is more than the natural background level. If you go in the countryside, far from everything, where there are only birds and insects, in night, in summer, are close to 50 decibels. So completely natural sound is almost 10 decibels more than the limit. So how the hell can this limit be respected? The point is that stepping by 5 decibels for every class is too much. Our law is wrong. These values are correct. The value for class 4, 5, and 6 are okay. They provide enough protection for the population, and it is technically possible to meet it. But going down to class 3, 2, and particularly 1 means reducing so much the level that it is completely impossible to comply with it. This is a big trouble for the night limit in class 1 and 2, and this is still a problem for class 1 during day. Class 2 during day start to be feasible, but those three ones, 1, 2, and 3, are almost impossible things. So what you can do? The Italian law tells you that whenever the external limit, because those are to be measured outside the building, with the microphone out of the building. If those limits are not respected, still you can consider everything okay, provided that the sound level inside the building is low enough. So there is a complex rule for evaluating what is the maximum internal noise in the building. This means that the facade insulation of the building must be good. If the facade insulation complies with the performance required by the new law, so for new building, there is no problem. A new building with a 40 decibel facade insulation is okay, even if outside the noise exceeds 50. Instead, for old buildings with a bad glazing, bad windows, it's a problem because the outside limit is impossible to reach. And also inside there is too much noise because there is no good insulation. This is particularly important for schools. Of course the schools are to be verified only by day because no one is sleeping in the school. But during day the limit for school is still 50 decibels because all the schools by law are in class 1. So it's impossible to meet the external limit, of course. If the school is new with good windows, then you will meet the internal limit. But if the school is old with bad windows, also the internal value will be too low. And so that school should not be operating. And this is the situation in most Italian schools nowadays. They are not complex. And in fact, in all those schools, teaching is difficult because the background noise is large, speech intelligibility is small, and people don't hear because they don't understand what the teacher is telling. They don't have the microphone right here. Also, this room is not okay in public. But the university divides those speakers for all the classrooms which are not using the law. But in normal schools, either they don't have loudspeakers, or even they have, most teachers refuse to use the microphone. So in that, the students are not hearing because they cannot understand, because the background noise is high, and the speech intelligibility is more. And this is a big problem. It was the same problem in many other countries. But for example, in France, more than 15 years ago now, they did realize it was a problem, that French students were not as good as possible due to acoustical problems in the classroom, they made a big effort measuring the acoustical performance in all the schools in France, and whenever there was a problem, background noise or too much reverb, they would cover the classroom. This would cause the Italian school system to become worse and worse, and the French school system to improve significantly. 20 years ago, the average level of Italian students was much better than the average level of French students, and now the situation is completely opposite. Our students know less things, and French students know more. So the situation is inverted, and I don't think it is due to the teacher, actually. The problem is with the acoustics and the technical performance of our buildings, because they did spend a lot of money in building new schools with correct acoustical and lighting conditions, and we still continue using 100-year-old buildings where everything is really not optimal. External noise often is increased. The quality of your windows is continually reducing because they are aging, so they close less well, they leave more noise to come in, and if you don't take action, the situation becomes worse and worse. The differential level, as you see, is 5 decibel day and 3 decibel night. Here you see the limit in the town of Parma. Now you should zoom in the center, but here the center is all red, class 4. Blue area are industrial area or the airport here. The Parma airport is one of the few Italian airports which can operate also by night. Most Italian airports must close their activity during night due to noise regulation. Our one, lucky enough, is in the middle of the countryside, more or less. There are no significant receptors all around, so it was possible to classify it in exclusively industrial area, blue, with the same limit in night as in day, so it is open also by night. Or now, here you see some details, and one important factor in acoustical zoning is the scalarity principle. The scalarity principle means that every class should bound, should be in contact with a class differing only by 1. So class 6 must be surrounded by a class 5, which must be surrounded by a class 4, which must be surrounded by a class 3, which must be surrounded by a class 2, which goes to class 1. It's forbidden way direct contact between classes which difference by more than one. This is the general rule. Then there are exceptions. But whenever there is an exception, the municipality has to add barriers or other kind of sound reduction device for allowing the noise to fall quickly in space. Because if not, you need to leave a transition area of at least 50 meters. Again, this is the law of Regione Emilia Romagna, which mandates for this transition area of 50 meters. In other regions, for example in Liguria, the principle of scalarity is still present because it is the national law which forces the scalarity principle, but the minimum extension of transition area is 1 meter. So that it is ridiculous, because you have a steel factory and the houses are 10 meters from the factory, and that is perfectly allowed in Liguria because they have transition area of 1 meter. So if you have the houses, for example, in class 2 and the factory in class 6, and then you make 3 transition areas of a few meters each, and for them it is perfect. In Italy, in Regione Emilia Romagna, for going to class 6 to class 2, you need 50 meters of class 5, 50 meters of class 4, and 50 meters of class 3, so 150 meters. in 150 meters, the noise of the factory usually attenuates the noise, so you can have a house there. Okay. So this is the principle of scalarity, and there are exceptions. This is an example of an exception. This is a school here in Paris. No, I don't think it's a school. Where is that? Well, this one is the railway station, of course. No, it's not. It's the old freight station. This is the river, more or less. The white line here is the river. So here we are above the Oltre Torrente, and this is Viareggio. I think it's a school. In any case, or perhaps it's an hospital. Well, I don't remember. In any case, this by law is in class 1, because if it is an hospital, it takes to be in class 1. But it is surrounded by a productive area here and a class 4 area here, which you cannot change. So this is something, is an error happened in the past. Planning a new town, you should not make this kind of error. But this was probably done in the 50s, and so now we see that there is this problem. So what happens? You make an exception to the scalarity principle, and then the municipality is forced to make some action here, like noise barrier, or changing the windows if it is an old building, for making sure that the law limits are compliant inside these buildings, even if it is in the between of industrial and the commercial area. Okay. Well, this is how the new planning is approved by the municipality, but this is not really important. Factories which are inside the area where the limits are enforced by this acoustical zoning have 2 years of time for making an action plan which reduces the noise within the limits. And now in Parma this time is expired, so now it is expected that all the factories operated in our town are complying with the limits. Then there is this modification of the law. The new European directive was only partially transformed in Italian law in August 2005. What are the great differences of the new European regulation compared with what I have explained to you here? Some acoustical parameters are different. This is the great difference. And in particular, we have this line for making new zoning and new mapping of the noise in our town, and we need to transmit all of this new, we had to transmit it before the end of 2007. Of course, this limit was not respected, and Italy was fined. What are the new descriptor of noise? The great difference is this new descriptor, which is called LDEM. L day evening night. In the European Community concept, this had to be the only one descriptor of noise. Not three, as we have in Italy, just one, which includes everything. Is an integral over the whole 24 hours in which you integrate the day period 6 to 20, the evening period 20 to 22, and the night period 22 to 6. The period between 20 and 22 is penalized up to 5 decibels to the value measured, and the night period is penalized up to 10. So you make an average over 24 hours in which the evening and night period are boosted by 5 and 10 decibels. So the total number should give you a single number, and you should apply the limit only for a reason. But it always happens, Italians don't accept what the European Community rules. So we decide to adopt the new European Health and Scripture, but still to keep the Night Scripture, because Italians love sleep by night, and the Italian Parliament decided that for Italy we don't only apply the new Health, but we also continue to apply the L9 in which are really, because today they are not relevant for most cases, because 90 units are the more conservative one. So now the concept of the European Community is get rid of all those many descriptors, let's use only one L9, and Italy opens the size of no, we want still to use two units. And then, and then. Furthermore, with a side regulation, Italy still keeps in action differential limits. So we are back to three. So in the end, now there are two, right? Because the old regulation was never withdrawn. So we have to check LDL, L9, differential, and L9. One more. Instead of simplifying the thing, we may be even more complex. Typical of another big difference is that in Italy, as I've shown you, you place the microphone 1 meter out of the window for measuring the environmental noise. Instead, for the European Community, the building should not be there. You should measure in 3 feet, no building, not outside of the window. As the building reflects sound back to the microphone, typically this means that the presence of the building give you 3 decibel more. So if you measure, as it is typically in Italy, with the microphone outside of the window, you need to take away 3 decibel by the measured value for removing the effect of the building itself. It is completely strange. So the situation is even worse, because we have 2 L9, the old one, which is what you measure, and the new one, which is 3 decibels smaller, because you take away mass. This is the formula for computing L-day. So you have L-day, which is now is measuring over 14 hours, not anymore. And then you have L-evening, which is measured over 2 hours. And then there is L-night, which, as before, is measured along 8 hours. So this is a modified equivalent level formula, is modified with the addition of this penalty factor of 5 decibels during evening and 10 decibels during night. So in theory, this value should be the only quantity to be checked. In practice, it's not, because we still check L day and night. This is an example, it's the same measurement which I've shown you before regarding a road via Duca Alessandro here in Parma, and the night level is the same as before, because the night level is measured over the same 8 hours, but now we have a day level which is measured only over 14 hours instead of 16, so it's larger now. And we have an evening level of 61.2, which after penalization becomes 66.2. So at the end we boost the level. The result is, this is, okay, we apply the penalty of 10 decibels during the night period. We apply the penalty of 5 decibels during the evening period, then you make the average, and this is L-den, and L-den is 65.1. Okay. So now there are no limits yet about L-den. Our parliament could make different choice regarding which value, which limit value to apply to L-den. And one very simple possibility is to keep for L-den the same value which are our current limit for L-den. It will be the simplest choice. Each choice is conservative or not. So the new measurements give you values which are larger or smaller than the today equivalent value. It depends on how is the sampling. We consider three possible situations. A flat noise for all the 24 hours, a factory which works only during day, and during night the background noise is very small, a factory which works only during day, but during night there is a lot of traffic noise. And we see the result in the three cases. In case of a flat level, the same day, evening, night, with current regulation, the day value comes out to be 70, and the new L then is 3.4 decibel louder. So if we keep the same limit L for today, daily limit, in this case it's much more difficult to comply with the limit, because you get a value which is 3.4 decibel louder than what happens with current old. This is the case when there is a factory working only during day, 70 decibels, and during evening and night, the level is still quite loud because there is a lot of traffic noise. Indeed, in this case, with the current regulations, you measure a day level of 68.7, and with the new one, it doesn't change a lot, because the L then becomes 68.2, more or less the same. Finally, in the case during night, the noise falls significantly, as in his road in Viale Duca Alessandro. Because there is little traffic during night, in this case, the night gives you a benefit over the day. So, with current regulation, you measure 68, with the new regulation, you measure only 63. So your factory is allowed to make much more noise. It's more easy to stay within the limit. In practice, we don't know what the parliament will do when they will apply the new limit to the elder. It should happen before or later. If not, the European Community will continue to fine Italy. Every year, 500 million euros are wasted for this duty, because the Italy does not comply with the European Community, not only one. There are many. The total fine is 500 million euros, but it's the sum of the fines for several not adopted regulations, not only one. But sometimes our parliament will decide to adhere to the European regulation and to adopt this new law. This is an example, not theoretical, but real. This is not anymore Viale Duca Alessandro, it is Via Spezia. Here in Via Spezia, the peak is not in the morning, but it is in the afternoon, because we are close to a factory, and when the factory closes, all the workers come out. But okay. I think this factory is Simonetti. Bottling machinery. When they close the factory, all the workers come out. Well, with traditional old Italian law, we have 58 by day and 49 by night. If we measure with the new regulation, you get an L then of 55. So in this case, it will be advantageous for the factory, because they were allowed to make more or less 2.5 decibels more noise than with current regulation. Okay, in general, we do not expect that the new limit will be smaller than the current one. We hope that for the low classes, the limit will be rising, because they are too small for class 1, it's impossible to meet. Particularly with LDN, it will be even more hard to meet the limit for class 1, because during night we have the noise of birds and insects, which grizzly, I don't know, the English name for grizzly, frost, cricket, something like that. And this is already much above the limit. But we don't know until the new law comes out. So I don't have the answer. Any questions?